Nolte, MSNBC, CNN spread homophobic conspiracy theory against Lindsey Graham. By John Nolte on January 17, 2019. MSNBC and CNN are now both on record doing their part to spread a fringe conspiracy theory attacking Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. The original marching orders for this sexual McCarthyism came from two sources on the fringes of the far left. Last week Thursday, while criticizing Graham for his support of Trump, unemployed comedian Chelsea Handler tweeted, "Hey, it Lindsey Graham squid kind of dick-sucking video do they have on you for you to be acting like this?" 3 days later, John Cooper, chairman of the Democratic Coalition, took the Twitter baton and, without evidence, claimed Graham is being blackmailed by Trump over some pretty serious sexual kink. The following day, MSNBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle, pictured, bottom left, took this conspiracy mainstream when she closed a segment about Graham's support for Trump with this unsubtle innuendo: "It could be that Donald Trump or somebody knows something pretty extreme about Lindsey Graham. We're gonna leave it there." On Tuesday, this coordinated homophobic smear went nuclear when a sitting congresswoman, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, tweeted her belief that the conspiracy is true, that Graham is indeed compromised. On Thursday, the far-left anti-Trump outlet CNN further legitimized all of this by allowing, without any pushback, Omar, pictured, right, to address those critics who say there is no evidence for her homophobic attack on Graham. Watch below as CNN brings on Omar, the point person spreading the conspiracy, and allows her to answer her critics, and then drops it as though her word salad of an explanation is satisfactory. Were she a Republican, she would not be given the chance to defend herself on air. They would assemble a panel to talk about her, not to her, holding her up for public shaming. Left-wing pundits would viciously attack the network for giving her hate a platform if CNN asked a Representative Ilhan Omar, RMN, to explain what she meant by compromised. Then Jim Sciutto, pictured, top left, just calling it a remarkable comment rather than a lie. As CNN has devolved more and more into a conspiracy network, this tactic has become commonplace. And this is how the media legitimize a smear/conspiracy. This is what it all boils down to. Graham is up for re-election in 2020, and within their bigoted, provincial, elite bubble, the far left, the media, and Democrats, but I repeat myself, sincerely believe they can use this innuendo to terrorize Graham into behaving correctly because they actually believe the backwards rubes in South Carolina will care. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.